I am always new. This is Dr. Herbert R. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am always new. I enjoy working on my computer and writing articles and doing all sorts of beautiful things. And in the process of doing this, I have a number of gadgets that are connected to the computer. One of them is a mouse that is separate from the computer. And you just plug it in. And when you plug in this mouse, it operates just beautifully. It works away, remote, or at the computer, or whatever. However, the mouse sits on a pad that charges it. And when the mouse charger is separated from the plug by some manipulation, then the mouse doesn't get charged and it doesn't function. And so the computer appears to be locked, and the computer appears that it doesn't function either. Even though the keyboard does function, the mouse is not doing its job. And when the mouse is not doing its job, then it appears that everything is lost. There's no way to do things unless you learn the keyboard system to operate the computer. There is a way to do it. And I am always new. I'm always becoming aware of how you have to be very careful whenever you're working on anything to be sure it's plugged in and to be sure that all of its parts are plugged in too, because many times things have different parts and they're not plugged in. Every day I am always new. We have a golf cart. Well, we have four golf carts and we use them on our 104 acres here. And we drive them around with a great deal of joy and enthusiasm. Well, sometimes we wonder why the batteries blow up. And we think that perhaps the batteries are out of water, low in water, and that's a possibility, but usually we keep them pretty well filled with water. We think that perhaps the connection is improper, and that is a point, but we don't think far enough. And our garage man told us the other day, because the golf carts are bouncing around on these mountain roads and over these mountain hills, some of the connections sometimes come loose. And when the connections come loose and come on and come loose and come on, they cause an explosive action in the battery. And quite likely that's why the battery blew up. So now once a month, we'll have to take our wrenches and tighten all the nuts on the six batteries in each of the computers, in each of the golf carts, to make sure they're firm and solid. You see, I am always new. Now, you might think of it as, I am always taking care of my maintenance. I am always taking care of things that are important to me. I'm always taking care of the things that make my life a very wonderful, powerful, joyful thing. However, there are many aspects to this. There are so many aspects to our life that it's easy for us to forget some. It's easy for us not to be aware of some of them. Can you be aware of all of the infinite number of things going on within your physical body? I would not even try to do that. To be aware of how your tongue operates, just your tongue alone. It has muscles that make it work. It has muscles that make it function to test water to see whether it's hot or cold, to test food, to taste food. Oh, the taste buds in our tongue are infinite variety. We have the tongue that it laps up something like ice cream from an ice cream cone. Our tongue, just think of it, and it boggles mind to think of all the possibilities that the tongue alone does. And oftentimes we don't give it credit for many of the things that it does, but it surely does a lot of things. Well, you just go through your body now. Go through your eyes, your ears, your nose, your toes, your lungs, your heart. Go through everything, and my goodness, there's not time enough in the day to speak our word and affirm that every organ, action, function of our body is perfect. But we can say that. We can have an overall, general statement of truth about ourselves and speak our word. And then we can recognize that every time we speak our word, we are re-energizing every organ, action, function of our body. Every time we speak our word that all is in divine order now, hey, there we are again, all is in divine order now. Isn't that an overall wonderful phrase? All is in divine order now. There is a divinity within us that we have not fully connected with. It's there, it's connected to us, but in awareness we have not fully connected to it. So we think that we are separate from it, and we truly are not. And when we say all is in divine order now, then that divinity functions in our body and operates every organ, action, function of our body and makes it in perfect order as it is divine to be. Now, when you take your computer and you have a problem with it, you do an analysis of it, you do a defragmentation of it, you put it back in order by having all of the disks checked over carefully for any virus that might be there, and then having that removed and so forth. Well, in the computer alone, you have no idea what's going on in there. You do these checks like you think you should, and sometimes you forget. And when you forget, you really get yourself into a lot of trouble, because then there's a lot of work to do. And so you press your buttons on your computer, and the computer, the divine within the computer, we can call it that, the divine within the computer cleans it all up and makes it all right and beautiful again. There's nothing wrong with any of the actions, organs, and functions of the computer, except that they have not been made new regularly. I am always new. You see, when we do that to our computer, we are not surprised at all how well it functions after that. Whatever has made it go slow or whatever has made it a problem, we dissolve those things and bring it back to its divine, perfect pattern. Our bodies, our life, our affairs are the same thing. We are always made new by putting causes in motion to bring about that newness. The newness is there. And let's say that the perfection underlies all. And we have put over it a layer of viruses. Viruses that say, viruses are affirmations too. I don't know, I can't, it doesn't work. See, those are viruses too. And those viruses keep us from experiencing all of the joys and all of the wonders and all of the happiness that our life has. And it's a very interesting thing. Very interesting thing. We cannot understand it. We cannot interpret it. We do not realize what's happening. And because we do not realize what's happening, we think that nothing is happening. We think that nothing is happening. And yet, when you talk to happy people, it's because they continually live in a state of happiness. When you talk to people who are wise and intelligent, it's because they are continually living in a state of wisdom and intelligence. When you are talking to people who are fantastic, it's because they're continually living in a state of being fantastic. Now, this state of being fantastic does not happen by accident. It happens because that person is putting that consciousness in harmony with itself, in practice. they're claiming it. They're naming it and claiming it. And you and I can name and claim. But we are always new. We are always naming and claiming who we are. Every day we have the opportunity to say who we are. Every day we have the opportunity to affirm who we are. Every day we have the opportunity to know who we are. Now, do we want to know who we are? Do we want to be who we are? Do we want to be our computer in its absolutely pristine, brand new form? Do we want to have that taking place? It would seem that we would. Because when that is in perfect order, wow, the computer runs lickety-split. It does everything perfect. It's in divine order. And we don't think anything about having our computer be in perfect order, but it is in perfect order, and it's in perfect order because we put it in perfect order. We put it in perfect order by our expectation of it, by our realization of it, by our utilization of it. We put it in perfect order because that's what our claim is. Now, what is your claim? What is your desire? What is your plan for yourself? I am always new. Do you say, all is in divine order? And if you say that, whenever you're thinking of anything, you don't have to think why, how, and where, but all is in divine order, because that is your choice. That is your choice, to have all in divine order. And when you have all in divine order, wow, life is beautiful. Life is great. Life is fulfilling. Life is rewarding. And you are especially rewarding. You get the gift. You have the blessing. You are the one who is delighted and fulfilled in everything you do. Think on these things. Think on these things. I am always new. And I am always new through maintenance. Through the maintenance of my thought about my body. Oh, my body changes constantly, but because I always fill my body with beautiful thoughts, all is in divine order. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now because I maintain my body with those beautiful thoughts. The beautiful thoughts fulfill themselves in my life, and I am fulfilled. Every one of us has the opportunity to do this. Every one of us has the opportunity to know this. Every one of us has the opportunity to experience this. Do we want to experience it? That's our question. Do we want to know it? That's our question. Do we really appreciate who and what we are? That's our question. So today, make this statement, the statement of your life, if you want it to be so. All is in divine order now. And know that I am always new. I am always new. On the computer is another button, and it's called refresh. And it refreshes the button just beautifully. And there's another action on the computer. It's called restore. And you can take any date you want and restore the computer to that date, as long as the computer was existing. And you can restore it to that date. And you can go back to a time when your computer operated perfectly. Of course, in that restore, you leave off all of the attitudes that limited you. You leave off all of the viruses, all of the bugs, all of the problems that ever were focused in your computer. And perhaps that's kind of a nice thing. Do you visualize yourself as being 17 or 22 or 25 or 35 or 45 or 55? Or do you visualize yourself being 80 again? Do you visualize that? Well, that's restoring. Every time you visualize that, you are pressing your human restore button, your divine restore button, to go back to that experience in your life. And indeed, you are doing just that. You are restoring yourself to that former time. Now, if you press that restore button completely enough, you will experience that. Now, if you want, you can experience that in your age. You can experience that in your body. You can experience that in your mind. Be a 18-year-old again. Be interesting to do any of these things. Who were we at that time in our life? Are we now beautiful, fantastic beings? Would you like to retain all of the experiences we have and the knowledge we have today and go back in our bodies of youth? We can do those things. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. And I'm always new, so in being new, Wherever I am, I live in the now, and I experience whatever it is I have in my consciousness. These are some very lovely thoughts for today. Some thoughts that I'm sure you have thought before, as we all have. And these thoughts can bear fruit for you, if you would like to have them do so. And they will only bear fruit if you're consistent in their use. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.